Lord's Day 18, question 46. What do you mean by saying he ascended to heaven? Answer, that Christ, while his disciples watched, was lifted up from the earth to heaven and will be there for our good until he comes again to judge the living and the dead. Hebrews 9:24, for Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was on a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Acts 1:11, men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Question 47, but isn't Christ with us until the end of the world as he promised us? Answer, Christ is truly human and truly God. In his human nature, Christ is not now on earth, but in his divinity, majesty, grace, and spirit, he is not absent from us for a moment. And the proofs, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Question 48. In his humanity is not, sorry, if his humanity is not present whenever his divinity is, then aren't the two natures of Christ separated from each other? Answer, certainly not. Since divinity is not limited and is present everywhere, it is evident that Christ's divinity is surely beyond the bounds of the humanity he has taken on. But at the same time, his divinity is in the remains personally united to his humanity. John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And Colossians 2:9, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.